be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Throughout this last week of the Church's liturgical cycle, both in the book of Revelation in the first reading, as well as in the Gospel, we get something straight out of an ancient Stephen King novel. A lot of frightening images. Jesus describes about earthquakes and hurricanes. He talks about lots of phenomena happening in the sky. He talks about the persecution of Christians, that we will be betrayed by our loved ones, that we will be dragged before governors and kings and synagogue officials and the rest. And in the book of Revelation, with apocalyptic imagery, we talk about the ragings of the beast, of the ways Christ's faithful are going to suffer. And the reason why the church has its focus on this, the reason why Jesus does, is not to frighten us, but to get us ready. Like a good teacher who tells everybody what's going to come on that final exam. Like a good coach who prepares the team for exactly what the opposing team's going to do. Like a general who gets his army ready for what war is really like. Jesus gives us all of this to show us what will be needed, and at the same time to prepare us to receive what he wishes to give, to strengthen us to be ready. The whole reason why the church exists is to give us this type of formation. The great witnesses are the saints. Jesus throughout, and we'll hear it again tomorrow, and then we'll hear it as the new liturgical year begins. He says, when all of these things start happening, don't be afraid. I'll send my Holy Spirit who will put words in your mouth. It'll lead to your giving witness. When all of these things start to happen, stand erect before the coming of the Son of God. When everything else is about to pass away, he says, know that my words won't. And when they begin to happen, don't go wait for hours in Black Friday shopping lines. Don't get lost with carousing and drunkenness. But be sober and alert and pray. And that's what the great saints teach us. Today we have St. Catherine of Alexandria. She was a young pagan woman who had been touched by the message of Christ, such that as a pagan, before her baptism, she decided she was going to consecrate herself as a virgin to the Lord. She eventually became a Christian. She started to study, because you really can't be a good Christian without using the mind God gave you to study. So she did. And in a time in which women didn't study all that much, she studied profoundly, such that the Emperor Maxentius, wowed by her beauty and also the beauty of her mind, wanted her to be his, brought her in. And in the midst of his 50 philosophers, she started to go one against 50 and take them all down in such a powerful way that so many of the members of Maxentius' household who were listening to her began to seek to be Christian on the spot. He couldn't take that. And after she refused his marriage proposal, she was going to be slaughtered. She was eventually killed on a wheel, which is her symbol, spiked wheel, so that it would pierce her flesh. In the ancient world, there was an attitude that women were weak and would swoon at the sight of blood. When you've got these virgin martyrs who not only didn't swoon, but stood courageously when that was happening, they became an inspiration for the entire church. And St. Catherine's example continues to inspire us. If this woman, who should have fainted at all of these threats, didn't, but remained faithful, what about the rest of us? We can remain faithful when all of these things that Jesus describes come true. If they come true today, we can also remain faithful when the small little things that the devil tries to do to take us away from the Lord likewise happen. At the beginning of this Mass, we prayed through St. Catherine's intercession that, inspired by her example, we might with faith and constancy spend ourselves totally for the gospel. And that's what we pray that she, in fact, win for us. And we're about to receive that same source of strength, the greatest performance-enhancing food for a Christian, which is what made her bold, Jesus in the Eucharist. Jesus had said in today's first reading, in the book of Revelation, that he would bound the evil one for 1,000 years, fulfilling what he had said in the gospel, that the stronger man would bind the strong and divide his spoils. And that's precisely what happens here at Mass. When we ingest that stronger man, he makes it possible for that prayer of the Our Father to become fulfilled, as God, through his Son in us, delivers us from the evil one and all his wiles and all his vain threats. Today, let us receive that same nourishment, so that one day, with Catherine of Alexandria, our life, our name, will be written indelibly in the book of life. Praise be Jesus Christ.